Shit. Hold on. Oh, you're in. Okay. Huh? I don't know. I was gonna do like birthday set.
Yeah, it's killradio.org. This is the Reverend Show.
This is Reverend Dak.
And this is Reverend Mook.
And
we're just cracking open our Tecates here.
We're just getting started.
That's right.
Oh, welcome to a lovely day in Los Angeles.
And it's very beautiful outside.
What's today? It's
Friday the 13th, I believe.
Friday the 13th, November 2009. We're live on the air. Kill Radio's been back up for a week straight.
A whole week. I can't believe it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend.
What's going on this weekend?
Well, what's tonight? Midnight Ride, Friday.
The big Midnight Riders Ride is tonight, which is the medical ride. Starts at the historic location in Echo Park, California.
Where does it start?
I thought it started at the Pioneer Chicken.
Awesome. Okay.
I think. I don't know.
We should verify that.
I'm spewing out incorrect information.
Or unverified information. I don't know.
We don't do research here on the Reverend Show. We just say it and expect people to go along with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we say is the truth. We're telling you the truth.
Why would we lie?
Why would we lie? This weekend, what's going on this weekend?
Saturday is the
Spoken Art. Spoken
Art
Ride. And it's supposed to be awesome. It's going to be over at the Bike Oven.
I actually kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
I might try to make it over there for a little bit before pre-dedicated event that I dedicated myself to.
Yep. So what's going on here? Yeah. Midnight Ride is medical ride. It's not opening. Pioneer Chicken. Okay, yep. It's classic. The classic Midnight Ride is second Friday start, which is on Sunset right behind the Walgreens. Everybody's been hanging out at the Walgreens since they opened the Walgreens, but everybody used to hang out in the Pioneer Chicken parking lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. That's cool. And
I'm surprised the people at Walgreens don't kick everybody out. I've done like the scumbag thing and hung out in front of Walgreens at like 5 o'clock in the morning, drunk.
Many times. No, not too many times, but definitely enough times. So, preparations at 9, surgeries at 10 p.m. And I guess it's mandatory for all surgeons to come dressed prepared. And what else? Well, yeah, it's going to be a good weekend.
What's happening on Sunday?
Sunday? I feel like something's happening Sunday. What day is Sunday?
It's the 15th. Is there a Kill Radio thing on Sunday? Or?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Is that fundraiser film thing tomorrow or not anymore?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it from the Kill Radio mastermind fountain of knowledge.
Yeah, we stopped talking about it after... got the internet up. It's like when emergencies have been overcome, we fall back into these weird lulls.
Right.
Yeah, we should be constantly fundraising. Kill Radio is a non-for-profit. We barely make our rent.
That's right. When we ask for money, it's not like we're going to install a hot tub in our fucking studio.
Well, we might install... That might be next week's project.
Put a hot tub in here?
Yeah. But... you'd have to visit the killradio.org website, and then there's links there. So you could, if you want to donate to the station, I encourage listeners to do it to support their DJ. And by supporting their DJ, they're supporting the station.
That's right.
And so
there's also a PayPal button on Revolt-Los Angeles, which is our homepage for the Reverend Show. There's a chat you can go. And there's also a live webcam that's pointing out the window right now.
Yeah, but that's actually a live cam. I guess we could turn it around.
You know what we need to be able to do is figure out how to get the cameras that are on the fucking street outside. How do you tap into those things?
There should be a public website for those cameras.
I looked all over. I found public websites for cameras that like look at freeways and shit, but not actually at city areas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where people are.
Oh, there's the Reverend Mook. Yeah, that's my dumb face. There, you can see the edge of it.
Yeah.
All right. What should we do? Should we go into a set?
Yeah, do you have something lined up?
Yeah, I totally have something lined up.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I haven't gotten set up yet, but this is there's a couple birthdays this weekend. Actually, there's a couple birthdays this week, and we had some birthdays a couple weeks ago and stuff like that. So I got some songs. Well, this set's going to be... This one goes out to Frumble, Mr. Hadley. And this is what... Wait, I should get all this shit ready before I hit play. Because I don't know what it's going to sound like. Anyway, this is what music sounded like when Mr. Hadley was born.
Is it working? I don't hear anything. This one's not going anywhere.
There was another one I was plugged into.
All right, let's try this again.
We're always having technical difficulties here. That's the Kill Radio way, you know? Everything's always fucking broken here.
Yeah, that's another reason why we need your donation. Your fucking cable fucked up.
Is that your microphone input?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Jesus, cables.
Yeah, that sounds really weird. Sweet.
See, I was looking at this thing. This cord here.
Where the hell does that go? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if they were given that. Maybe I don't got anything ready yet, or I have to figure out this interference that's coming into this cable.
Should I throw a record on real quick?
We come on this loop, John B. Grandfather and me around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight. Well, I feel
That's what it sounded like when Jason was born.
I have a couple more. Should I go into another one?
Yeah, what else we got? Birthday set?
No, this was another song from when Jason was born.
All right, let's hear it.
That would explain Jason Headley a lot. That's what the music sounded like when he was born.
The Beatles.
Yeah, that was the Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows. And before that was Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. That's basically the only shit I have from 1966. I don't have too much old music. Old music's old.
No one listens to that stuff anymore.
Yeah, who listens to old music? Anyway, I was just telling... Reverend Mook here, how I sold weed to somebody's mom.
Rev Your- Dak sold weed to somebody's mom.
It's a true story. I'm not going to tell you when or where, but...
Or who.
It's a true story, though.
Not in California.
I didn't say marijuana. Anyway, we have one of our interns here today.
It's our favorite one. He's the one who shows up most of the time.
Yeah, he's pretty committed.
Yeah.
He never remembers to bring us beer, though. Anyway, this is a...
Let's get him a microphone over here.
Spiral Demon. Jeff Chu Chu. Oh,
We have great organizational skills here at Kill Radio. The cables are all perfectly lined like they should be. I have a long cable. Okay, which mic am I now? Am I still number...
Hello, is this
Yeah, you're
on?
Still one and I'm three now.
No, I'm not one anymore.
Is this thing working?
Hold on. One, two... Okay. Okay, I'm number one.
Can I drop deuce now?
I'm number three. Okay. All right.
Okay. We should all be here. We had to repatch the board a little bit to make sure everyone was good to go.
Yep.
Jeff Chu.
How do I know this thing is on or not?
You can hear yourself.
Oh, really?
I can hear you.
I'm kind of hard of hearing.
Yeah, we know that. We know that, too.
Okay. So what's on the agenda today?
I don't know.
We already talked about events for the weekend.
We talked about donating to Kill Radio.
We talked about opening our beers.
We should talk about DJs. We still need DJs.
We still do need DJs. Anyone out there that wants to be a DJ here on Kill Radio?
You have to come to our twice a month meetings, the 1st and the 15th. Different places, but you know, contact Kill Radio or contact one of us. And
we'll put you in contact with who you need to talk to.
Yep. What else got going? What's going on with you there, Jeffrey?
Gonna eat some corn nuts.
Oh my god,
those are pretty good.
Yeah, corn nuts are awesome. Except, they give me if I eat too much of them, I get headache.
Really?
Yeah, the grinding like irritates my jaw or something.
I think they're softer than they used to be.
Oh yeah.
How many listeners do we have right now? Thousands?
I could pull up an exact number here. We have 6,000.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We're slowly picking up listeners that we've lost over the last couple weeks.
Should I throw something on?
Yeah. Why don't you throw something on?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to randomly pick a tune off this record. You know you guys can talk when I'm busy.
Yeah.
So it's not so, you know, boring.
Well, you know, we have dead air once in a while.
We can't. Even though our dead air is better than everybody else's live air.
Exactly. So we could get away with dead air.
Is anybody going to call in?
Oh, yeah. If you, yeah, please call in at 213-252-0998. We should pull up the topic for the week, shouldn't we?
What's that?
We'll have it. While we're playing some music here, we're going to come up with our topic for the week.
Oh, yeah, 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 topic. And we also have our own solid gold messaging service that we urge people to call up. The number's on revolt-losangeles.com. It's 323-638-REVS. That's right, REVS. We had to pay a lot for that number, so we really appreciate
message
it
service.
When people use it.
It has solid gold lines and even solid gold tape where the messages get saved onto.
Solid gold hard drives.
Solid gold cases on our solid gold keyboard and our solid gold screens to pull up this information.
Let's hear a couple of songs from bands that sing like
me one the very next day. Why do I eat up so much gas? Why do I cut you off the pass? Why do I drive like such shit ass? Because I me.
Yeah, that was a set of bands that sing like...
Are you going to tell people what they were or who they were?
I will. How do you say that band's name?
Jello Biafra?
I always look at it and I don't know how to fucking say it correctly.
Yeah, Jello Biafra. Jello Biafra and the Melvins.
Yuppie hey. Cadillac.
You guys know today is Friday the 13th?
Yeah, today's Friday the 13th.
What's the significance of Friday the 13th besides
besides the 13th
riders?
Only happens... Friday the 13th only happens, you know...
A couple times a year? A
couple times a year.
Wait a minute.
Plus it's the evilest of most days.
Hey, tonight's Midnight Riders, too, isn't it?
Yeah, we already announced that. You must have missed that on the ride over here.
Damn it, I was riding my bike.
Yeah, you should have been... You can't tune into internet radio on your
My phone's a piece of crap. Can I say shit on this?
Yeah.
I mean, you can say whatever you want, but...
You can say anything. How are those corn nuts, guys?
They're yummy. Did you say who the last man was?
Sleater Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Not what you want. That was a little short two-song set, which yeah. I kind of like doing. I think I'd rather do shorter songs. Maybe we should just fucking get drunk and talk about shit.
That happens. I could do that.
I could do that too.
I haven't eaten, so I'm getting pretty toasted off of this one tall boy.
Have you been shotgunning it? Well,
this is killradio.org.
See, I feel pressured to talk about something.
Well, I feel like we need a campfire to talk about really inane and stupid dumb shit.
Campfire.
That's what we do. We sit around a big campfire and talk about really dumb shit.
Hey, can you get some wood and we'll just start one right here?
We just have to dig up the carpet. It's totally wood under there.
Yeah.
This door looks like it's made out of wood.
That vintage ladder right there that's probably older than us.
Oh, yeah, that thing's so fucking scary to climb.
It's so rickety.
That's like the break your fucking neck ladder.
I think it had a note on it that says, do not use.
I used it. I sat like all the way up to the very top, and I was like, oh, God.
I used it when we were fixing the internet. We were totally climbing that ladder.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had it.
How's your beer, Dak?
That's good. I need to drink it faster.
Is it full or empty?
It's mostly full.
Oh, well, hurry up and drink it because inside of the studio refrigerator, there's a treat for the two of us. Sorry, Jeff, you weren't included.
That's all right. You guys probably didn't know I was coming.
.com. Do you want to play something, Dak? I can fix the internet machine for...
No, I could play something. This is for what's her internet name? I don't even know. Erin. Erin's birthday was the other day. And so I found... I didn't have very much music from her freaking year, which is kind of lame. I had two albums, and one of them I just couldn't find anything to play off of it. I mean, there's some stuff here that I would play, like Captain Tennille and Linda Ronstadt, but I don't really feel like doing that. So the only thing I have from 19... I'll not say the year. I'll let you figure that out. But the year that this is what music, or at least to Canadians, this is what music sounded like when you when Aaron was born.
Aaron Drummond.
Yep, and I'm not connected again. I keep doing that.
That's actually my fault because I stole it from you.
All right. Yeah, so it was Erin Drummond's birthday the other day, and this is what it sounded like when she was born. We'll be right back. Well, that was a 19 something, I'll let you guess, but that was Rush. Two songs from Rush. The first song was called Fly By Night, and the second song was called Making Memories, and they were both off the Fly By Night album.
I like that band, and I like that record a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Rush is really awesome.
They have a pretty good drummer. I guess that's their whole shtick, though.
Yeah, it's their whole shtick, and they're like, well, everybody makes fun of Geddy Lee, because his voice is so high.
You know, for a long time, I thought the singer of Rush was a female.
Yeah.
And then, I just figured that out, like, a couple years ago. So I never really, like, studied the band. You know, I just kind of listened to the music.
I didn't know what they looked, I didn't know what they looked like or ever.
I think he still wears those weird sunglasses.
Yeah, I think so. He's like freakishly tall, I believe.
Yeah, he's like 6'8 or something.
Yeah. With that voice. I don't know what's with those guys. Like, Billy Corgan's the same way. He has this weird, freaking weird voice, and he's like 6'4". He's freakishly tall with a round head. So he looks like the Pumpkin King. What were you talking about?
Beer special, beer surprise in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what we got. The Reverend Mook's special lady picked us up at a liquor store in Glendale.
Nice.
She actually brought us some nice beer called the Reverend's Ale. But since the studio was down, the station was down, we drank it at home. But that would have been a really good beer to review. And actually, I didn't really like it a whole lot. It was a little bit too thick for my taste. But
it's probably sounded like an ale. I think I've had it.
It was like, it wasn't, yeah, it was like, it wasn't an ale, I don't think. It was, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like really thick. Mm. But let's explore the Kill Radio refrigerator here.
Okay.
All I have is Budweiser.
So we're opening up the archive here. Great, Scott. This looks really good.
Yeah, I was looking at this beer in the refrigerator at my house. It's free range. It's organic. And it's also vegan.
No, bullshit. This can't be vegan.
It says vegan
right
here.
Why can't it be vegan? Most beer is vegan.
It
says vegan right here.
That's some badge juice. That's what it is.
Well, people.
That's not vegan, right? If you eat your boyfriend or your girlfriend out.
Apparently, it's not, but I don't see what the difference is.
What?
Like food cooked in a frying pan that also cooked meat. I don't see how that's not what. Why it's you're suddenly eating meat, but whatever.
You're just being kind of a purist and a pain.
Well, anyway. This is going to be a vegan sacrifice to the gods.
Is this an artichoke on the label? Because it definitely.
No, it's a hop.
That looks like an artichoke.
It looks like an artichoke for sure. I think the angle that it's sitting tells you that it's not an artichoke. I don't know. Barley and hops.
All right. Well, let's take a swig, shall we? Cheers. Wow, smooth taste.
Has a little... Ooh, it's a... There's like a bitterness to it. It's a good bitter. I like it. Great, Scott. Pale ale.
This is a pretty good beer. And I really like pale beers. They're delicious.
I like all kinds of beers. Dark, pale, it don't matter.
Oh, you're online. Awesome. Anyway, you could join us on chat here at revolt-losangeles.com or you could give us a call at 213-252-0998. We'd love to hear from you. We haven't figured out the topic of the week yet.
You know, we were just talking about that when we were playing some records that we were going to talk about to ourselves what the topic would be, but we totally spaced it.
Let's talk about vagina.
Free range grain.
Or not.
It's true. One of our listeners here, El Dado, is asking us, have we ever tried land shark from the Keys? I think I have. I don't remember it very well. I don't remember it at all. But I think I did.
I'm sorry?
Land shark from the Keys?
No.
I'm assuming the Florida Keys. As opposed to the Cape Cod Keys. Or California Keys.
The California Keys.
We should make a California Keys and all the people in Florida will get all
I think
get
I think
in a fit.
I think a key is just an island. So the island that's out there, wherever the fuck it is, what is it called?
The Santa Barbara or this?
Not Santa Barbara. The one that's out in the middle of the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Oh, like
no.
Catalina.
Catalina, yeah, that's probably a key. I think.
I don't know. There you go.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe we should listen to a record from Robert Pollard and Google it.
Do you song a challenge? Do you go on and say, I'm not the one that she's after? All the days for the young night. She's a spider, and the years of hard work have paid off. And there is happiness in the lives of all the carpenters in the webs and hives. Just lay out the fat ones in the full sun, dig the snow.
Reverend Dak was referencing what a key actually meant, and tell him what you found.
Well, I didn't find any reference to bodies of land with using the term keys.
So what fuck is a key lime? What is that?
Oh, wait, here we go.
I have no idea what's going on.
A low offshore island or reef, especially in the Gulf of Mexico. A key. It's a variant of the Spanish word callo.
Huh.
There you go.
All right.
It's also a kilogram of illicit drugs.
Up next, Pierre Rubu, Something's Gotta Give, which I probably played before. I think I played the song, but I like it, so fuck it.
Yeah.
We're back. Killradio.org. We didn't do what we were supposed to do during that break.
No, we did it again. We freaking spaced.
And we actually added a new task, and we didn't even complete that. Anyways, we heard from the beginning of that set was Robert Pollard, Full Sun. We talked about the keys, what a key actually meant. We found it was a Spanish slang word for conquistador or some shit like that.
Kyle.
Pure Ubu, something's got to give after the explanation of the word. Super Furry Animals, Carbon Dating, which is a great band.
Yes, definitely. One of my favorites.
Hey, yeah. Reverend Mook, you have a request from Kel online, on online chat.
O-R-L-Y?
Yeah, maybe you should read it.
From Kelzebub?
You can't even see my waist, Kel.
What should we do?
You wanna get high? You should play some more songs.
Okay.
Did you prepare? Because I didn't really.
I did kind of prepare. I have a few sets. This is a long set, but we could break this up into two. And I think that's what we're going to do. This is for the birthdays of, from I'll let you guess the year, but it's Reverend Navistak's birthday this week. And also... And so
oh,
this,
yeah, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and so this is what music sounded like when she was born. You want to hear it? Which I believe would be the same year you were born.
No, I'm older than her. By about a year, I think.
No, I think you guys were born the same year. According to my catalog here. Oh, no, wait, you might be. No. Hey, that's her.
Okay, then I'm like 11 months older than
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Also, Tina. Was also born the same year. So anyway, this is what music sounded like when they were born. And I have another Rush song to start off that set.
I fucking love that band.
Okay, so let's go into some Rush and then hear some more music from the same year.
I can't do it. All right, bye. We'll be right back.
that's so slashed and torn.
Everybody.
It's like each set is a new.
Oh, I didn't kill that. Sorry.
It's like each set is a new introduction.
Yeah, so that's what music sounded like when Tina, Mook, and Esther were born. It's pretty rad.
Didn't I tell you I was born in 1952?
Yeah, but I didn't believe it.
Why not?
I had no reason to believe it.
There's a guy on the street who just rode by on a girl's bike. Speaking of
what's
bikes...
What's a girl's bike?
With the sloping top tube.
The step through?
Step through, yeah. Hey, what? Speaking of bikes, what the fuck are those bike handlebar things that are huge outside? Are those supposed to be bike racks or something? Those are bike racks? Do they have those in other places, or is that like a unique to like that?
Those look pretty unique. I haven't seen that in that shape. But I've seen others, you know, the penny farthings with the big front wheels.
Yeah.
As well as regular looking bikes.
What do you have to do to be an artist to create a bike rack for Los Angeles?
I don't know. Maybe show somebody some of your work if someone else likes it. And
I mean, you'd have to... I mean, you could probably get like a grant or something, right, to buy the materials.
Well, you get commissioned for it. If they like your previous work, like, you show them what you've done in the past.
Uh-huh.
No, I did not use the envelope, Dak. I'm sorry.
I want to make a bike rack.
For your bike?
For, like, the city.
Yeah, anybody could just make one. As long as you believe it's going to be freaking whatever. Because I think the city of L.A. is...
Could you just weld like something huge like that and then knock a hole and just set it yourself?
No.
Why not?
I mean, you can, but I don't.
Like, if you.
But no one's going to like it.
Why?
Unless it looks really cool, then
people
maybe
like the
keep
fucking
it.
Fork thing.
Yeah.
Same shit. This is.
City of LA is different, man. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, it's worth a shot. How about that?
Yeah, you just.
It's worth trying. I would do it.
You install it, you know? Like.
I'm just saying that I don't think it'll last. I think the city will take it up. You're stupid like that. If you make it really cool and it gets a lot of attention, maybe they'll keep it.
Uh-huh. You should put it like right in Silver Lake or something.
Yeah, totally. And then we just... The thing is, you'd have to break the cement and freaking...
Yeah, you could do that.
Set cement. I guess you could get a concrete cutter.
Quick set.
Concrete cutter and some quick set.
Yeah. Just get some sort of crazy blade on like a Sawzall or something, you know?
They were cutting the sidewalk right in front of the studio.
Yeah,
earlier.
But they have a huge sidewalk cutter with blade like this big.
No. The one that the guy was using, maybe 14 inches in diameter.
Still pretty big. Because how thick are the sidewalks? They're like 6 inches, 4 inches.
I think if you just score it down deep enough, as deep as you can, you just beat the shit out of it with a sledgehammer. You could probably get through it like that, and it'd be like a nice clean cut on the outside.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's all fucked up on the inside, as long as you can get the pole in. You know, just hammer the fucking pole in and set it with like some quick set or something.
Uh-huh. If you see that happen in the future, we didn't do it. And we're not encouraging people up there to do it. Wouldn't be our fault. Would it be our fault?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just like...
It's a good idea, and everybody should be doing it.
I think it would be cool.
Yeah. You can use a whole... You can make something out of a bike.
Maybe you could just find a pre-existing hole, because they never fixed the sidewalks.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. And then you could just... You didn't... You fixed... I don't know, like... What? They didn't fix it anyways, you know?
Yeah.
You can get 10 pounds of fucking quickcrete.
What did they do? The city, what did the city do? I think they just drill holes and put bolts in there. They put those expanding bolts in there.
Oh, that's all you would have to do is just drill like a giant hole with a drill.
Yeah. And you just...
A buddy of mine used to put handrails in, and that's what they did. I just totally remember this. They drilled holes... like a core, about like an eighth of an inch on around the diameter of the post,
uh-huh.
And then they would pour in like liquid concrete, and it would set up in like an hour. There's not a lot of area for it to fill. Like it goes down like up through the top of the pole,
uh-huh.
And just like you fill it up, it's water, and then it dries like really quick, it expands.
There you go.
That's how to do it.
Solution solved. Or solution. Whatever. We never came up with the topic, did we?
No, but we have been talking about interesting things.
Yeah, definitely.
You and Jeff Chu were talking about interesting things.
Yep.
Being all political and stuff.
Politics. Armchair politics.
Borfel for president.
Absolutely. I voted for Borfel last year. Or whenever that last election was. I think I voted for him for governor, too. Seriously, I wrote it in. I brought a pen and everything. I'm like, I have a pen. I'm going to write his name in. Because they don't give you a pen to fucking write something in. Like it makes a difference. If Borfel was president, that would be fucking funny. Nothing would happen.
They wouldn't let him actually become president.
No, of course not.
That's fucked up.
That sucks. Even if he did become president, he wouldn't be able to fucking, like, do anything because the Congress is so fucked up and up.
He couldn't become president. He doesn't have enough money.
Everybody up there, all the politicians are all fucked up, and they're all on the same team.
Wasn't there a movie about something like this?
Skull and Bones?
I don't know. It was about a guy who ran for president.
I've seen a couple movies with presidents in them. Air Force One, man. That was the president.
Top Gun.
You ever seen Air Force One?
No.
It's like an action movie with the fucking president in it.
The real president?
No, it's Harrison Ford kicking ass.
Yeah, Harrison Ford kicking ass as the president of the United States.
Hey, are we going to hear the Butthole Surfers?
Yeah, later.
Yeah, we'll get to it, Jeff. You getting bored?
No, I just saw it right behind
Ben.
Are
we not interesting?
I saw it behind Ben. I'm like, oh, I remember I wanted to hear that.
Speaking of presidents, you know, that's a hard job to do. I don't think I would want to be president.
No, because I'd probably get assassinated.
Yeah. But it's a job.
Yeah.
And everybody...
Dude, I piss off so many people, I get assassinated. Even if I wasn't... Even if I was... If because you know Congress ain't going to listen to me anyway.
Uh-huh.
Plus, but I'm going to be so fucking vocal. Shot.
It's a job.
It'll be you know, it's going to be poison in my food from one of my own cabinet members.
It's a job. But everyone has a job to do. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Across the street to avoid her. No, I can't live with her eyes. Would it stain my hands to touch her? Would a smile take me the way gravity takes the sky? Maybe some were born to run. Maybe some were born to smile on you. Everyone has a job to do. Everyone has a job to do. I see her every day. She has a silver lining that I can't shake. She's like something I threw away. A voice in a dream that says, oh, love, come away. So I wanna show you. Some just want to stare at the view. Everyone has a job to do. Everyone has a job to do. He's a prisoner who stares. Who stares out of my eyes. And the prisoner, he don't care. He don't care. Some need walls to be happy. Everyone
mother's kiss, then I am gone.
That's about consistency. Consensus.
Yeah, we were talking about how coming to consensus. Some people don't understand it.
I don't know what that word means.
That's when you have everybody come to an agreement. You address concerns, you address issues, you address whatever, until everybody agrees.
Well, we have a broad, open discussion.
It's slower. It's slower than just voting. But when you just vote, you just bully sometimes. When you come to consensus, you actually have a discussion about it, and you can maybe change your mind. There's like, things happen.
Yeah.
Consensus happens in the jury room. Like, certain crimes have to be, you have to be unanimous. You have to be like, whatever, unanimously, and sometimes certain crimes unanimously.
Really? I thought if you get prosecuted, you have to have a complete jury voting.
Fine.
Yeah.
But not certain, there's cases between the individuals that are not prosecuted.
Civil cases.
It's whatever they agree upon. But anyway. What'd you play there, Reverend Mook?
American Music Club, Job to Do. The Butthole Surfers, we heard Hey. And Soul Asylum, we heard Whoa.
With an exclamation mark. Hey, whoa. And then Whoa. Got a job to do. Hey.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, the same thing that was going on a few minutes ago. It's the Reverends, and we're in studio.
Yep, and we're live. I was going to talk about something, but I forgot.
It's like every time we go off the mic, excellent conversation breaks out. What's that?
I don't know why. Sometimes we start talking.
Sometimes we just look at each other, though.
Sometimes we just look straight ahead.
Out the window.
Out the window, at the posters on the wall.
At the internet machines.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Reverend Show on Kill Radio. It's a nice November afternoon. Our Novembers are weird, huh? Aren't they supposed to be cold in other aren't they cold in other countries?
In November?
Yeah.
It gets a little nippy, I think.
Nippy.
It's probably cold in Canada.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
Yep.
It's always cold up there.
That place looks so cold.
Fucking negative 60. I think I wouldn't live there.
No, me neither. Not too many people live there. That's what's funny.
Anchorage gets like negative 60. There's like a lot of people there.
Anchorage has a population of like 100,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but the whole country has like a population of like 200,000.
It's bigger than the United States.
The landmass is bigger than the United States, and it's mostly still covered in ice. It's pretty funny. You could instead of like, you know how like here in Southern California or here or in like Florida and Spain and stuff, you have people like roller skate all over the place. In freaking Alaska, they can ice skate all over the place. They could just like wear their ice skates all day and just go visit their friends and stuff.
When did the United States purchase Alaska from Russia? Was that 1959?
Something like that. 50. Yeah, 50. It was right.
Because it was the
49th.
Hawaii was the 50th.
Yeah.
So, Hawaii was a territory, right? They just became incorporated, kind of like the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Or like
something like that.
Yeah. So we didn't have to buy Hawaii from anyone.
Mm-mm.
The U.S. bought Alaska for like $7 billion in gold or something.
From Russia?
Yeah, in 59.
Really? That's like Cold War. It's like right at the beginning of the Cold War. They were dumb doing that. Interesting. I don't know. Tactically, it seems stupid. They could have invaded Canada.
Maybe they needed the money for their
war. They still have military bases out there in the little parts of Alaska that stick into the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
They have freaking guys on towers with machine guns watching the border right there.
The Soviets?
Against the Soviets.
America?
Yeah. Them too. They have it at the same time.
They look at each other?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 50 miles apart, you know.
It'd be cool if they're like right next to each other. They could hang out and stuff.
The body of water is like 50 miles apart. But like when it's really cold, there's ice that connects it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real or not. That's what I have imagined in my head.
It'd be cool if they could see each other. They became friends.
Yeah.
It's like you would have to bond, right? You'd be like, all right, man, if anyone comes on your side.
That was like trench warfare, World War One, and World War Two, when they would be like having... Like when the French and the Germans were like, or whatever, were on the celebrating Christmas in the trenches.
Yeah. Jeff's looking up Alaska right now. What's it say, Jeff?
It says the U.S. Senate approved the purchase of Alaska from the Russian Empire March 30th, 1867.
1867.
What?
For 7.2 million at about 2 cents per acre.
Okay. So I was right about the 7. I thought it was in the 50s, though.
There you go.
It became a state in 59.
Wait, what?
It became 59 became a state.
What the fuck was it before that? A territory?
Yeah.
You could buy a territory?
Or conquer territory.
Is that just like buying land? Like, could I buy a chunk of fucking, like, anything? And be like, this is the 51st state.
The 51st state would be the United Kingdom.
No, but I mean, like, if America bought like a giant chunk of land somewhere and it was a territory, is that I don't understand how that works, or like what the history is.
I don't either. Remember during the 70s and the 80s, Japanese owned 70% of downtown Los Angeles.
Uh huh.
And they sold it all during the 80s and 90s when everything was going to shit, but it turned out it wasn't going to shit, it was getting better. Weird. Now who knows who owns fucking downtown LA?
I don't know. Probably a group of lawyers, maybe.
You know, Hawaii also became a state in 1959.
Oh.
Just same months. Year as Alaska.
So just different months?
Right. So what about, was Hawaii a territory before that?
I really don't know.
Wikipedia that shit.
Well, looks like we have a topic. We could have people call in and join into this discussion at 213-252-0998. Where's Graham? Should we call Graham? Wish him happy birthday?
Yeah, we could do that.
It was birthday about 2-3 weeks ago, but...
Oh, no, no.
No, not 2-3 weeks ago. It was his birthday like 2 weeks ago.
That doesn't count.
Here, you want to call him?
All right, what's the number?
I don't think I should announce this on the air, but here, it's on my phone.
Shit, I forgot to dial one. How come you don't have one? Wait, what's it do?
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your calling?
Okay.
Do it again.
All right.
Some people could tell what the number is just by hearing those tones.
I don't think so.
I think so.
We'll play him the Rev Show song if he answers.
He's probably working really hard.
Hi, this is Kill Radio.
This is Kill Radio. Can we talk to you, Graham?
Hello? Hello?
Can we talk to Graham?
Did he hang up on us?
Probably hung up on us. Oh, well, so much for that. And no, that was not a prank call. We were genuinely and sincerely trying to call Graham.
I think the dial over here was the wrong way. Let me try it again.
So maybe he wasn't hearing us?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you prank call him now, leave an obscene message on his voicemail.
Graham.
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 Hey, Graham.
Hey, Graham.
I love you, Graham. I want to suck your dick.
Oh, Jesus.
That was Jeff.
What the fuck? You just blew my cover.
Oh, I see how it's going to be. Kill Radio.
Oh, hello, Kill Radio.
Aw, fail.
What's going on? I totally forgot.
Oh, really?
I totally forgot. You guys didn't, like, put it on the email or something.
I told somebody to do it for us, but, you know, we were busy. It's okay. It's okay. No, we, you know.
We'll let it slide this one time.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah,
we need
like
our freaking.
What's going on?
We need a street team.
Which you do need a street team, and you need to have, like, the car patrol where they find people with the stickers on the freeway on the back of the car, and you win. You know?
You can win Kill Radio t-shirts.
Yeah, you could get the interns to set it up.
Yeah, that'd be...
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. Well, how's it going?
We're doing good.
Well, that's always good to hear. I'm going to see you guys later tonight at the ride, second Friday, Echo Park, right?
Yeah. You're going to do the big ride tonight,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, second Friday.
Big ride tonight, Pioneer Chicken, Sunset Boulevard, and Echo Park.
Yes.
Be there, 10 o'clock. Get there at 9. All right, so I'll see you guys there.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
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 Well, that was Graham. I actually pulled up a bunch of songs that was that came out when he was born, the year he was born.
Play it, play it.
It was actually like my favorite set of them all. Want me to play a couple?
Yeah.
He was born in a really good year. Some really good songs came out that year. So it was also the year I graduated high school. It was also the year I joined the Army. It's awesome. It's the year Graham was born. Should I go into it?
Yeah, let's hear whatever you're playing.
Oh,
When Graham was born.
Say that again?
That's what music sounded like when Graham was born. That was Jesus and Mary Chain's Head On.
Who's Graham?
And New Model Army's from their album Thunder and Consolation. The song was 225. It's one of my favorite New Model Army songs ever. I didn't put it on the thing. We were talking about the ergonomics of our studio. It's
totally awful.
How we can change it. I have no clue. I have an idea. But no, I have no clue.
I don't really either. If you do anything, it's such a big deal. Hey, look at all that shit under there.
Serious rat's nest under here.
Thousands of feet of cable. Enable.
You can't just like pick up and move a freaking soundboard. They're too fucking big. They're like bolted in. They're like built into the counters, right?
Especially this soundboard. I mean, it's fucking huge. No, but actually, big soundboards just sit there. They have little feet. They're on screws, so you can level it out.
Oh.
I mean, they're big screws. They're like probably like half-inch threaded things with like giant feet things that you move. But
so you can actually move those things around?
I mean, yeah, if you unplug like everything and take it apart in like four sections. Sure.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. Basically, you just don't really move it.
No, you don't move it. It doesn't move. You can, but to even get it out the door, you'd have to split it into very, very many sections. It all bolts together like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Imagine being a pain in the ass to get it all back together perfectly smooth and flat like it used to be.
Yeah. A lot of the old ones sag in the middle.
Oh, so if you put them wrong, the sag won't match?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, I've seen like a lot of like old consoles just like sagging. Either in the middle or like on one side weird or something like that. It's like, ugh. You like look down and it's like not flat. But I think it's also something that might happen with the room that it's in, because studios are traditionally built with wood, you know, and that shit moves around. So
yeah.
Even the floors, you know, that's not an actual floor. They're generally built up to create isolation.
A lot of cables and plugs and switches.
Oh, yeah. This place takes the cake, though.
It's awesome. Well, it's like 5 minutes left in the show officially. Do you have anything you want to play?
I got a bunch of stuff that I could play.
Yeah, play something.
All right.
Let's close that. Should we say goodbyes, or should we come back and say goodbyes after we play something?
I don't know. We'll play it by ear. If you hear our theme song, then you'll know we are gone. And you can download our archive show at killradio.org later. So if you're really interested.
Yeah.
And we still haven't figured out our fucking podcasting shit. It's like, ah.
Yeah. Once you figure that out, you could just subscribe to us with your iTunes. When you plug in your iPod, it'll automatically sync with it, and you'll have our latest show.
We've had terrible file management skills.
Issues. Problems.
Which is why I think analog is always better, because if you just record it onto a fucking tape, then it's like in your hand, you know? That's my philosophy. And I'm sticking with it.
I keep losing shit.
right, I guess that's it.
What'd you play? You say goodbye?
All right. Bad Brains, Sail On, Snuff, Words of Wisdom, Minutemen, I don't know because their song is too fucking short, and Sonic Youth, Incinerate. This is The Revs. This is KillRadio.org. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Please donate.
Bye-bye.